What is going on, family? This is your host, Brother Tech Nico, and this is Tech Talk Radio coming at you with another quasi hot take. It is, but not really. For those of you that follow me on Instagram, and probably the reason why you follow or even listen to my podcast is through Instagram, you probably already saw the post where I started to talk about this. The first pick or gif or whatever you want to call it was this caption of CUD or cannabis use disorder. Now, let me tell you how I came across this. I'm trying to keep catch up on my black news, you know, on YouTube, as per usual. Excuse me, family. Let me pause for just a second. I'm outside with it. Sorry about that, family. I'm outside catching all this ray. You know, sometimes I got neighbors, they drive, and I'm trying to limit the amount of background noise that I get. Particularly because I don't have a dynamic mic at the moment. But anyway, getting back into this cannabis. This doctor, I'm going to pull up his name in just a moment. You know, Gregory Salem, whatever, MD, assistant professor over at Stanford. Let me give you a little quick bio on North American Neuromodulation Society. That was established in 1994. Dr. Salem is an assistant professor within the Department of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences at Stanford University. He is board certified in psychiatry, fellowship trained in the delivery of brain stimulation based treatments, and has additional training in mood, sleep, and addictive disorders. His primary clinical focus is the treatment of patients with treatment-resistant psychiatric illnesses using brain stimulation techniques such as repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation, or RTMS, and electroconvulsive therapy, ECT. His primary research focuses on the translational development of new treatments for addictive, mood, and sleep disorders. So, on the surface, it just seems like a run-of-the-mill psychiatric doc. But what drove me to it was that stupid commercial. Now, let me explain this commercial. The commercial was targeted to people who have a hard time quitting marijuana. This wasn't an advertisement for crystal meth. This wasn't an advertisement for opiates. These were people who were, quote-unquote, struggling with what they call CUD. Now, CUD, as I just explained, it revolves around cannabis use disorder. And they talk about things being addictive and certain things that have never been scientifically proven. And I feel that it's particularly egregious that people would bring up something like that or even try to do something like that within this state. This is one of the states that legalized marijuana, but we have to understand that there's still a lot of politics behind this. And more proof to the pudding, because you guys will see this, because the advertisement's out there. I'm trying to find it so I can put it up on my social media so everyone can see it. But essentially, this program, when they did the commercial, it had like all the little problems people had this old quasi-moist, somewhat professor, you know, clump with a little bit of, you know, just cleaned him up a little bit, you know, brother just, I can't take it. You know, talking about something as if it were crack cocaine, as if it were heroin. It's ridiculous. And immediately, as soon as I made that post, and I know most of these people could care less about the way that I presented it, because I always present things in the fashion that it deals with the community. And I'll touch on that in just a moment. But offhand, just based on the first few things that I said about things that have not been proven scientifically, because they have not been able to prove certain things about weed being addictive or deadly and all these other kinds of things that they've tried to do. It is not the same thing as heroin. The same way that you can have a heroin, or not heroin, excuse me, we're going way out. The same way that you can have a marijuana addiction is no different than you can have a cigarette or a pornographic addiction. Okay, there's nothing within the chemicals itself that make it to where it's like, oh, it's addictive. It's a good feeling, and people are attracted to the good feeling. But guess what? It's more than just good feelings. It's medicine. It's a medicine. And I bet you I know why. Because I'm going to always take this deep, family. I'm always going to take this deep. Why would a psychiatrist have an issue with cannabis? What is a psychiatrist's principal function? What is their job? It's not a psychologist. It's not dealing with the brain through treatment like counseling and things like that. It's through pharmaceuticals. It's involved in using treatments. Okay? Treatments that inevitably cost money. It's about making money. For cannabis to be taking such a large leap, and it's practically taken hold, because we know what this has been about in California for decades, long before we even had 215. We knew what this was all about. That's why most people who were in support of Proposition 215 was not in support in Proposition or Prop 64. Okay. That's where the dollars came in. That's when they looked at this and said, you know what? If this is a medicine, then we should be able to make money off of it. And we already have a media outlet. We already have a culture that supports it globally. We might as well get into the money of things. But so what does that mean for those that are developing drugs like antidepressants or painkillers, things for people who have cancer and AIDS and all these extreme cases that we see that cannabis can be very, very effective? And even the lighter cases, regular common treatment. See, cannabis is attacking his dollars. He has to remove cannabis as being the competition. One way that you do it is that you demonize it. Okay, but we have to also learn how to play chess here. And I'm going to get to the chess move in just a second. But you have to demonize. You have to make this be a bad thing. And you have to create a psychiatric alternative to your opponent. So this is basically Coke versus Pepsi. Now, I hate to use just such a bland one, but this is a competition. This is two different brands. Now, there's a brand that I stick with that I certainly support. At the same time, there's another brand that other people support. So how do we get this brand on top? Because it's a confliction. If you go all over social media, the biggest topics, and we oftentimes underestimate just how valuable and just how much attention people are paying to what happens on social media. Pharmaceuticals get slammed on social media worse than LeBron James during the finals. Okay? That's where pharmaceuticals are. Nobody trusts them. And it's been a long list. And when you go into what's been happening with the COVID, I know this is not necessarily directly linked, but when you get into judging up the history of the crimes of medical science and how much of a con it truly is, when you're having documentaries and different people, when you have the Dr. Sebi's, there's a reason why that Dr. Sebi movie couldn't come out. There's a reason why Nipsey Hussle had to die and Nick Cannon take the shit over. There was a reason behind that. Okay? We're talking about millions and billions, actually probably trillions of dollars here that they stand to lose if everybody said, you know what, we're going completely holistic, we're going with everything natural, including cannabis. That destroys billions of dollars for people. And I'm not even talking about the people who control the pharmaceuticals, not even the heads of the companies. I'm talking about a domino effect. So they have to wage all out war in a very, you know, new way, a novel way to do it. Excuse me, which is I will war with you, but I won't let the whole world know that I'm warring with you. But it is a war nonetheless. So let me get into the other bit, because this is always a chess move, family. And it has a lot to do with bringing themselves back up. So we have to look at this in terms of an advertiser. If there was a new product that came out that was killing my product, not only do I have to tell people or devalue, because that's how Western society does, right? They have to promote fear. So not only do I have to devalue your product, I have to come out with something that's going to replace it, because people didn't forget how bad all the other stuff was. Because in the advertisement, you can go check my Instagram, they explicitly say no drugs. Which that's what I felt. See, if they didn't say that, I probably just would have been annoyed and pushed forward. But because they said that, I'm like, well, what is it that they're going to be doing to treat them? And when I looked and seen that MD Salem, whatever his name is, specializes not only psychiatry, but talking about, for a lack of a better word or term, shock therapy. In fact, because I promised this to you, I'm going to give you guys a very brief definition, a brief explanation on what these things are, what he specializes in, and what makes him the head of this this project that they have going. So let's get into transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, or rTMS. Is a non-invasive form of brain stimulation which changing magnetic field is used to cause electric current at a specific area of the brain through electromagnetic induction. An electric pulse generator or stimulator is connected to a magnetic coil which is in turn connected to the scalp. The stimulator generates a changing electric current within the coil, which induces a magnetic field. This field causes a second inductance of inverted electrical charge within the brain itself. So that's just kind of going over the process and what it's doing. This is literally what they're doing to the brain. And just to go back to hidden history of Haiti, something that Professor James Small spoke of, well, when they put you on the little electron for your heart, and you were talking about spirituality, how is this not affecting your spirit? How is this not affecting you? What they're essentially saying, and I'll get into the next one. Actually, I'll get into the next one, then I'll say what I need to say. Electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, is a psychiatric treatment where a generalized seizure, parentheses, without muscular convulsions, is electrically induced to manage refractory mental disorders. Okay? They still do this over at John George, people. Yeah. This is the same shit that you saw over at Gotham. They have new ways of doing it. A technology evolves, but the process is still the same. Typically, 70 to 120 volts are applied externally to a patient's head, resulting in approximately 800 milliamperes of direct current passed through the brain for 100 milliseconds to 6 seconds duration, either from temple to temple, bilateral ECT, or from front to back of one side of the head, unilateral ECT. So family, how the hell is that not a shock therapy? How the hell is the solution that they're giving people who use cannabis, and just based on the video, because I saw no one else. I saw a black man, that was the only person who was afflicted, crying to a white doctor. That's all that we saw. So how am I supposed to know that this is based for everybody? When we see the advertisements of AIDS and all that stuff, the automatic assumption is an undercover brother. There ain't nobody thought about no white man being undercover gay. That is not a stereotype anywhere. You can't show me that in any movie. You'll probably be able to count on one hand how many movies actually have a guy like that. But he's not a sinister dude. He's never made to be a villain. He's just made to be someone who has a different preference that no one knew about. Oh my gosh. Right? In the reverse, it's the villain. It's the dude who gives this. It's the black man who gives the sister AIDS. It's the black man who screwed up everybody and did this. It's always some movie with some dark chocolate black dude gives somebody AIDS. That's probably why women are literally, when I walk down the street, you got people who will walk on the damn street where the cars come to avoid me. But that's neither here nor there. Let's stick to the point. I don't understand how we can allow people to use honey words. Let's go to some of these honey words that they used. Study seeks marijuana users who want to reduce the amount they smoke. So this isn't about getting people off the streets. This isn't about they have something that works. This is a study. They want to try to see if something works. They want to observe. They're not trying to find people who want to stop smoking Chris, people who want to stop snorting fentanyl. They ain't went out and found those. I'm sure there's a bunch of people who could probably benefit from that sort of therapy, considering what drugs like fentanyl or opiates do to the brain. Considering those effects, the literal physical effects that actually happen when you take that drug. I would argue when you take a drug that's like that, using some sort of electromagnetic therapy to combat the physical changes may be reasonable. I'm not saying it is. I say may be reasonable. You may have a leg to stand on. There may be some ground to make an argument. Not with something like this. Let me continue. Background. Cannabis use disorder, CUD, is a common and escalating problem in the United States. The number of U.S. adults diagnosed with CUD has more than doubled over the past decade. Oh, I wonder why. I wonder what sort of advancements and things have been happening over the last decade to promote the usage. This so-called disorder. This is what I've been talking about, family. When these people are in charge of what a damn disorder is. Remember what I told you about drapetomania and that being a disorder. Drapetomania being a condition to where a slave wants to run away. Because they had to make that into a disorder. It's some sort of disorder why they keep doing that. There ain't no conscious, no logical reason why a slave would want to run away. Same thing here. Are they providing any context for this cannabis use? Are they also... Let's continue. They only talk about cannabis on a daily basis, have the desire to use less cannabis or quit completely, able to attend 13 study visits at a research site approximately over 2 months. Please note that each study visit may take between 1.5 to 2.5 hours. And that's when they introduce meet the lead researcher, Dr. Greg Salem. Dr. Greg Salem is a practicing psychiatrist and teaching physician at the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Dr. Salem graduated from the State University of New York at Buffalo, Jacobs School of Medicine, and Biomedical Sciences. So the other bio that I gave you, you seen that this dude was at Stanford. He also taught at Stanford. And I also showed you what he specialized in. This is the lead researcher, meaning his leading research, what he specializes in, what he does, is going to be applied to this 1.5 to 2.5 hour study where they basically evaluate you and how you feel after they shock your brain with one of these two methods, either RTSM or TSM or ECT is what they're doing already at John George for patients that they think are really out there. Those are one of the things that this man specializes in. And these are some of the techniques that he wants to introduce to people who may want to smoke a little less. This is so vile on so many different levels, because there's so many things. It's not in what they tell you. It's what they don't tell you. It's in the omissions. See, they don't mention the issue with cannabis. They haven't spoke to any degree about what kind of medical issues have arisen over the last decade attributed, you know, to the rise of usage. They just call it CUD, cannabis use disorder. No context to the medical sciences, no context to the legalization that has taken place, no context to the medical sciences that had to go forward in order to get it legalized in the first place. No, let's omit all of that and just relegate this explosion to people not being able to handle an addiction. And there may be people actually struggling, because there's people who struggle with a variety of different addictions, not just drugs. And the reason why I have to say not just drugs is because addiction is a wide, broad spectrum. It's a wide, broad spectrum. But what we also know, what we can never forget, while they bring these advertisements up that throw our faces in there, is how our faces were used on the war on drugs when they were talking about cannabis. Even though up until this point, and even to this day, weed has killed nobody. They've had overdoses as far as the early 1900s of heroin and other drugs. But let's not forget what message that they're trying to send. And also, let's not overlook the ostensibly innocuous manner in which they disseminate the message. See, you do people who just simply might want to just smoke less. This just let us shock your brain. They're not telling you about this new study. They may haven't mentioned anything about what this man specializes in. This is why I had to go do a little bit of research. Because if they just tell you he's a psychiatrist and they're not going to be using pharmaceuticals, how the hell am I supposed to know that they're going to be shocking people's brain, that they're going to be introducing this type of study? They didn't give you the Stanford link. They didn't give you any of that information. They give you other information. Told you where you graduated from, all these other things. Like, hey, I'm a reputable person. Let us not forget it was a reputable person that removed the human being's hippocampus because they felt that it might just make them feel better. And it just started on a spur. This man had to be basically donated to science for the rest of his life after what happened to him. Let's never forget that. Let's never forget what can and will happen. Because I have to say will. We have a history of this. And while we're so distracted about COVID and all these other things, and mind you, a lot of these concerns are valid, family. I am not going to tell you that these concerns are not valid. Many of them are. But what I am also going to tell you is to not get so distracted by these sensationalized topics that we lose sight of everything that goes on around us. And for those of us who may not see or may disagree with the racial component to this, let us not forget that within their system of feudalism, they've never minded a few people. In fact, they've always preferred that a few of the stragglers get caught into the, you know, get collateral damage, so to speak. We have to always understand that their agreement with the West of white society is simply thus: we will protect you with white benefits as long as you go on code. You go along with the code. If you don't go along with the code, then there's nothing we can do. Hold on, family. Let's pause this thought for just a moment. Somebody's... Okay, family, thank you. Kindly for waiting. But again, like I was talking about, for those who don't agree in that racial component, and I think I was outlining that pretty well, the feudalism, they've never minded a few people getting swept up, a little collateral damage. That's actually how they run themselves at the highest forms on every level. You know, as much as we can look at what Rachel Nichols did, and she needs to be held accountable for everything that she said, we also have to realize that that information was leaked. And she's not a Sawyer. She's not a... Who's her husband again? Was it Powers? Either way, she's not one of them. She's married into one of them. So there's a big difference. Let's look at Bill Clinton. You know, Bill is not Hillary. So, and you also have to keep in mind that when Bill married Hillary, he took her surname because it's that family name is so damn powerful. So we don't pay attention to a lot of things. But anyway, getting back to the main point. When we talk about particularly Europeans or other white folks or other people getting caught up in this, it's a part of the plan. My argument is, if this was a program meant for everybody, then they would show examples of everybody. They would show different lifestyles, people who are, you know, who are people who are struggling, things that are relatable. One of the reasons why you would pick, you know, a black face or, you know, dress them up in a certain way is because you would want that person to be relatable to a certain audience. Okay, that's why when you see clothes commercials, Gap commercials, particularly now, you will see different kids. You may not see a whole bunch of blacks and a whole bunch of, other ethnic groups, but you will see a representation, particularly a representation of those that they're trying to appeal to. Again, when they're trying to appeal to black people, let's look at the vaccination. Vax that thing up. Juvenile. You pick Juvenile, you pick that music, same thing like during the election, because you're trying to appeal to a specific demographic. If you were trying to appeal to a whole bunch of white kids, you wouldn't pick Juvenile. That wouldn't be the same thing. Would you probably catch a few, like a few stragglers, a few white people who are fans of Juvenile or were fans of Juvenile and say, oh, okay, yeah, back that thing up. Absolutely. But just like a net, when they drop one of those big old fishing nets into the water, you know what they want to catch, but we know that the likelihood of you catching a whole bunch of other stuff within that net at the same time is also there. But as long as you're getting more of what you want to catch than the other, then they consider that a good thing. So, yeah, that's that in a nutshell. So hope you guys take that for data. And I hope you guys appreciate this data that I've been given. Again, if this podcast has any good information, what I try to do is just keep our people up to date with what's going on. Keep us sharp. Keep us focused. At the same time, you guys keep me sharp. Keep me focused. When you guys hit me up, tell me about things, comment on things, say you left things out. Or when you tell me I posted, a podcast and y'all didn't hear no audio. I always appreciate that. Always appreciate that. But yeah, it is what it is. Things happen. Life is about struggle. And I might do a podcast about life some point later on this week. But I wanted to deal with that. I wanted to cover that. I wanted people to know what was up, what to look out for. Shock therapy for people who smoke weed and you targeting the black community with it. And you're trying to use, trying to equivocate dangers or problems, based on how you introduce it or you try to put it out there. No, I'm cool. I'm cool. Why don't you try that on somebody who's addicted with heroin? No, what it is that they want to try this out on our people first to see if there's an actual way that you can change this shit, with the therapy. And then it'll be something that they disclose. It's the same thing with this fucking COVID. Like, the FDA don't approve this shit. The CDC said this, this, and this. But the FDA, the motherfuckers who approve blood and damn milk, ain't approved this shit. And vax that thing up. Like, black folk, get out there, vax your ass up. So we can figure out, because this is a real problem. I ain't never said this shit wasn't real. But we need a real cure, and we ain't testing no monkeys. Proverbially. Oh, actually, proverbially. Yes, we is testing monkeys. You. Get your black ass down there and get in there. How does that work? Can you get sick again? Because when we give this shit to our people, we want to make sure that we know what's up. I saw a report not too long ago. Woo! I'm going to post this on my Instagram. Family, Donald Trump almost died of COVID. And he got good doctors. So all that shit we've been talking about, good doctors. Okay, yeah, good doctors can't stop your ass from being old. Can't stop that, can it? Can't stop your ass from being old and unhealthy and catch a damn disease. It can't. No, it can't. Because disease don't give a fuck if you can buy a new liver, heart, or whatever. It just come and get you. It don't give you no chance to get no new nothing. You infected. Can't go through no damn surgery like that. Do you see what COVID do? COVID ain't no joke. That is a debilitating motherfucker. If they ever... Like, that's some shit right there to where when we keep making jokes about biological warfare, and it's just like one of the world's most critical viruses just became open source through this goddamn pandemic. We don't even think that damn deep. We don't. We still stuck on flat earth. A lot of us. Too many of us. Stuck on some bullshit. Family, once again, if this podcast gives you any value, like it, put the stars up, let them know. Hey, let's see these stars go up. I want to have a 5-star podcast. Let's make all the black stuff 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Let your family know about it. Share it. Your family need to be up on game. They need to be up on game. They need to know about these little things. And some of these things, they'll pay you. They'll literally pay you. They will literally pay you. But then, you know what I'm saying? They trying to use that, though, to kind of get their, you know, sneak their other little shit in there. Sneak their little test. Make you a guinea, make you feel good for being a guinea pig. Nah, fuck all that. Anyway, peace, love, and light, y'all. Still keeping this thing going. Somehow, some way. Ain't gave up. Still pushing to the max, baby. Love y'all. Tech out.